Today, pop goes the inflation weasel. The DFA Daily to the 11th of November 2021. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Like it or not, inflation continues to cast a long shadow over the markets in the economy. No surprise then that Wall Street lost ground on Wednesday as surging consumer prices fueled fears of a longer than expected wave of heightened inflation. And as a result, all three major US stock indices were in negative territory, extending their losses and adding to Tuesday's sell-off, which snapped the S&P 500's and Nasdaq's eight session runs of all-time closing highs. Though, interestingly enough, it's also worth noting that this market got ahead of itself and decided to give back more today and give inflation as the reason behind backing and filling, said Sam Stovall, chief investment strategist at CFRA Research in New York. The Labour Department's Consumer Price Index delivered a hotter-than-expected jump of 0.9%, and that's the fastest year-on-year gain in 31 years. The report hinted that the persistently tangled global supply chain could result in the current inflation wave taking longer to abate than many, including the US Federal Reserve, had hoped. What do these numbers say? Simply that inflation is going to be long-lasting, and structural inflation has picked up speed, said Peter Cardello, chief market economist at Spartan Capital Securities in New York. Inflation will peak probably in the beginning of the second quarter, and over the next several months, the Fed will have to change its tune a little bit and accelerate the pace of tapering, he added. US consumer prices rose last month at the fastest annual pace since 1990, cementing high inflation as a hallmark of the pandemic recovery and eroding spending power even as wages surge. The Consumer Price Index increased 6.2% from October 2020 and rose 0.9% from September, the largest gain in 4 months. Both advances exceeded all the estimates from a Bloomberg survey of economists. Higher prices for energy, shelter, food, and vehicles fueled the supercharged reading and indicated inflation is broadening out beyond categories associated with reopening. It appears that against a backdrop of solid demand, businesses have been steadily raising prices for consumer goods and services. At the same time, supply chain bottlenecks and a shortage of qualified workers drive up costs. The pickup suggests higher inflation will be longer lasting than previously thought, putting pressure on Federal Reserve officials to end near zero interest rates sooner than expected and potentially to quicken the pace of the bond buying taper announced just last week. The data also threatened to exacerbate political challenges for President Joe Biden and the Democrats as they seek to pass a nearly $2 trillion tax and spending package and defend razor-thin congressional majorities in next year's midterm elections. Inflation hurts American pocketbooks, and reversing this trend is a top priority for me, Biden said in a statement, noting that a key driver of the increase was energy prices and that his administration is working on ways to reduce those costs. Excluding the volatile food and energy components, so-called core inflation rose 0.6% from the prior month, and that is a 4.2% annualized rise. The annual increase was the largest since 1991. Shelter costs, which is considered to be one of the more structural components of the CPI, makes up about a third of the overall index, rose 0.5% in October, the most in 4 months, as higher rents and home prices fed the data. The cost of hotel stays also increased. Prices for new cars rose 1.4% last month as a global shortage of semiconductors continued to limit inventories and drive up costs, and used vehicle prices jumped 2.5%. Americans are also facing higher costs for basic necessities, with food up 5.3% from a year ago. That's the most since January 2009. Gasoline up 6.1% from September, the biggest gain since March. Electricity costs 1.8% higher. That's the largest monthly increase since 2014. And fuel oils were 12.3% higher compared with the prior month, and that's the most since 2007. High energy prices, intensification of supply chain bottlenecks, and higher rents all pushed up prices briskly in the consumer basket, Bloomberg economists Anna Wong and Andrew Husby said in the note. Looking ahead, they said, these factors and adverse base effects should keep the headline CPI from peaking until January. While wages have strengthened markedly in recent months, with some measures rising by the most on record, higher consumer prices are still eroding America's buying power. Inflation-adjusted average hourly earnings fell 1.2% in October from a year earlier, and the latest surge in the consumer prices is sure to raise fresh worries at the Fed. Chairman Jerome Powell and other senior Fed leaders say inflation should subside next year and return close to their 2% target, but they do acknowledge price pressures have been much stronger than they anticipated, and they say they're watching prices closely and are prepared to respond if high inflation persists. The surge in prices for rent, gas, groceries, cars, and many other goods and services have put a big dent in consumer confidence and could even threaten the economic recovery unless inflation relents. I'm acutely aware that this period of rising prices is painful for many Americans, Philadelphia Federal Reserve President Patrick Harker said on Monday. While the increase in inflation was limited to just a handful of categories earlier in the year, price increases have spread more broadly to many other goods and services now. The few categories to show a decline in prices last month were alcoholic beverages and airline fares. Plane ticket prices had risen sharply in September and eased up last month. U.S. inflation is both broadening and quickening, said senior economist Sal Gattari of BMO Capital Markets. Inflation is spreading to more items as supply can't keep up with sturdy underlying demand that's stoked by stimulative policies, forcing more companies to pass along rising costs. This print will leave more doubts in the Fed's mind about how long they can let this inflation run, said economist Catherine Judge of CIBC Economics. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.51% to 36,134. The S&P 500 lost 0.73% to 4,651. And the NASDAQ Composite dropped 1.43% to 15,659. Of course, tech weighed heaviest on the Bellwether Index, led by megacaps like Apple and Microsoft. The volatility index was up 6.19% to 1888. That's the highest level in nearly 1 month. Gold futures for December delivery was up 0.92% to 1847. So gold really is the only winner. WTI crude oil fell 3.54% to 81.17. The euro US dollar was down 0.94% to 1.1481. And the US dollar index futures was up 0.98% to 94.83. Now, there was some better news on the US deficit because it shrank 42% to $165 billion from $284 billion at the same month of 2020, according to the Treasury Department. The federal government's fiscal year began on October the 1st. In October, tax revenue increased 19% to $284 billion from a year earlier, and tax revenues have bounced back strongly due to a robust economic recovery and high business profits. Government spending declined 14% to $449 billion from a year earlier. Last year, of course, the US racked up its second largest deficit ever at $2.8 trillion. In fiscal year 2020, the budget gap had soared to a record $3.1 trillion. Washington spent trillions in the past 2 years on stimulus checks for families, more generous unemployment benefits, and grants to struggling businesses in an effort to stave off a deep and prolonged recession. But while the strategy may have worked, it also has helped spawn the biggest increase in inflation in almost 31 years by stoking high demand. Businesses can't produce enough goods and services to satisfy the needs of their customers. The deficit could fall sharply this year, but it does depend on whether Congress passes the Biden administration's so-called Build Back Better plan that could add up to several trillion dollars in spending in the next decade. Last week, Washington approved a new $1 trillion spending plan for infrastructure such as roads, bridges, and broadband. High budget deficits are expected to persist for at least several years, given the current trajectory of spending and tax receipts. Now, over in China, inflation risks are also building as producers pass on higher costs to consumers, reigniting a debate over whether the central bank there has scope to ease monetary policy to support a weakened economy and potentially adding to the pressure on global consumer prices. The producer price index climbed 13.5% from a year earlier. That's the fastest pace in 26 years and above economists' median forecasts for a 12.3% gain, according to data from the National Bureau of Statistics that was released yesterday. The consumer price index rose 1.5%, the highest since September 2020, and exceeded the projected 1.4% gain. Producer prices in China have been rapidly rising in the past few months, first due to the global commodity price rally, and then output curbs caused by a power crunch. Consumer inflation is also starting to pick up as weather-related supply problems push up food prices and manufacturers pass on higher costs to retailers. The data implies broad-based inflation pressures on both the production side and the consumer side, said Bruce Pang, head of macro and strategy research at China Renaissance Securities Hong Kong. Inflationary pressure and the more hawkish stance of monetary policy in other major economies will likely limit China's room for manoeuvre for monetary easing. The price pickup comes against the backdrop of a weakening economy as electricity shortages, a slump in the property sector and virus outbreaks weigh on activity. Rising inflation will likely reignite the debate over whether the central bank can provide more policy stimulus to help support growth. But the recent collapse in coal from a mid-October peak may take some of the edge off strong producer prices. Inflation pressure from other raw materials is also likely to subside, with commodities futures potentially signalling a protracted slump in demand. The stronger than expected inflation data is bad news for the A-share market, according to Ken Chan, an analyst at KGI Securities, referring to the stocks of companies listed on mainland exchanges. The market is expecting some policy support to help the weak economy, but the CPI data may give limited room for any stimulus, he said. China's Shanghai index dropped 0.41% yesterday after state media said authorities are likely to loosen controls for property developers to issue local currency notes in hopes of preventing further financing deterioration. The People's Bank of China has downplayed expectations of another reduction in the reserve requirement ratio for banks after a surprise cut in July and has kept policy interest rates steady since earlier last year. Officials are turning to what they call policy fine-tuning to help address the economic slowdown. Li Puxin, chief economist at NatWest Markets, expects Chinese policymakers to keep prioritizing stabilizing supplies and prices of commodities and raw materials to tame PPI. She said that the PBOC was unlikely to tighten monetary policy as CPI remains well below target. Although China's impact on global inflation has diminished over time, the pickup in PPI is another risk factor for many countries, given China's status as the world's biggest exporter. And interestingly, pork prices, which is a big driver of CPI, did continue to decline in October, and that actually helped to mask a rise in other food costs. Overall CPI would have risen almost 2.5% had it not been for the effect of falling pork prices, according to the MBS. Vegetable prices have jumped since mid-October following supply disruptions, prompting the government to crack down on hoarders. Their prices rose 15.9% from a year ago, according to data from Wednesday, contributing 0.33 percentage points to the increase in CPI. And the price of freshwater fish, eggs and edible vegetable oils also rose sharply in October from a year ago. Overall food prices continue to drop due to the effect of pork, but at a slower pace than in September. But core inflation, which excludes energy and food, accelerated slightly to 1.3%, suggesting demand remains soft. The gap between upstream and downstream prices continues to highlight weak consumer demand in the economy and the immense pressure on profit margins downstream firms are facing, said Michelle Lam, Greater China economist at Societe Generale in Hong Kong. There are signs that upstream producers have started to pass on rising costs to downstream businesses. While the impact of vegetable prices might be short-lived, rising demand before Chinese New Year might drive CPI higher in the next couple of months, according to Jing Haojing, senior China strategist at Australia and New Zealand Banking Group. So, standing back, you can see that the shadow of inflation is now casting a very long shadow in both the major economies. And, of course, the knock-on effects are going to be profound. So expect interest rates to be higher sooner based on what's happening in the US. But the one to watch, to my mind, is China, because there the signals are, one, more confusing, but secondly, might be pointing to a deacceleration. And there is this profound risk, in my view, that the US will lift rates and then have to reverse course, because they might snuff out the booming recovery that they say is now in train. We are in very tricky times. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.